Bible Questions Answered. Is the Bible really God's Word? You would expect God's Word to be unique, and the Bible is. Billions of copies of it have been printed in hundreds of languages. The wisdom in the Bible has the power to change people for the better. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 reads, "Indeed, that is why we also thank God unceasingly, because when you received God's word, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but just as it truthfully is, as the word of God, which is also at work in you believers." 2 Timothy 3:16 reads, "All scripture is inspired of God and beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for setting things straight, for disciplining in righteousness." We know that the Bible is from God because it accurately foretells the future. No man can do that on his own. Consider, for example, the book of Isaiah. A copy of it made over a century before Jesus' birth was found in a cave near the Dead Sea. It says that the city of Babylon would become uninhabited. That first came true many years after Jesus' earthly ministry. Isaiah 13:19 and 20 reads, "And Babylon, the most glorious of kingdoms, the beauty and the pride of the Chaldeans, will be like Sodom and Gomorrah when God overthrew them. She will never be inhabited, nor will she be a place to reside in throughout all generations. No Arab will pitch his tent there, and no shepherds will rest their flocks there." 2 Peter 1:20 and 21 reads, "For you know this first, that no prophecy of Scripture springs from any private interpretation. For prophecy was at no time brought by man's will, but men spoke from God as they were moved by Holy Spirit." How was the Bible written? The Bible was written over a period of some 1,600 years. There were about 40 Bible writers, and they followed a single theme without contradicting one another. How was that possible? God guided their writing. 2 Samuel 23:2 reads, "The Spirit of Jehovah spoke through me. His word was on my tongue." Sometimes God spoke to Bible writers by means of angels, visions, or dreams. Usually, God put his idea into the mind of the writer and allowed him to select the words he would use to express God's message. Revelation 1:1 reads, "A revelation by Jesus Christ, which God gave him, to show his slaves the things that must shortly take place. And he sent his angel and presented it in signs through him to his slave John." Revelation 21, 3-5 reads, "With that I heard a loud voice from the throne say, 'Look, the tent of God is with mankind, and he will reside with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them. And he will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away.' And the one seated on the throne said, 'Look, I am making all things new.' Also he says, 'Write, for these words are faithful and true.'" End of article. For further information, please visit our website at www.jw.org. End of magazine.